This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said on Monday Israel had no intention of staying permanently in the Gaza Strip and that it was opening to discussing alternatives about who would control the territory as long as it was not a group hostile to Israel.
We have no intention to stay permanently in Gaza Strip. We only take care of our security and the security of our citizens alongside the borders with Gaza and elsewhere.
Gallant also said Israel was open to possibly reaching an agreement with Iran-backed militant group Hezbollah and Lebanon on condition any agreement included a safe zone along the border and proper guarantees. Ukraine's president is back in Washington, warning Russia has its sights set on more than his country. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Volodymyr Zelensky says even as Vladimir Putin fights Ukraine,
his real target is the freedom. Freedom people enjoy from Warsaw to Chicago to Yokohama.
Zelensky's trip here comes with Congress deadlocked over approving more aid for Ukraine, a political fight he says is an inspiration to Putin. The Russian leader's dream come true. A day before Zelensky will meet with President Biden, Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin called America's commitment to Kyiv unshakable. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny has been removed from the penal colony where he had been imprisoned since the middle of last year, and his current whereabouts are unknown, his allies said on Monday. The United States said it was deeply concerned. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby said, quote, he should be released immediately. He should never have been jailed in the first place. This is VOA News. Countries at United Nations-led climate talks moved closer to reaching a final deal on Monday, but critics condemned it as a watered-down agreement that won't stop dangerous climate change. More than 100 countries have called to phase out planet-warming fossil fuels, and the draft text doesn't do it. What's known as the global stocktake, the part of talks that assess where the world is and what its climate goals and how it can reach them, called for countries to reduce consumption and production of fossil fuels in a just, orderly, and equitable manner. The talks in Dubai are supposed to end Tuesday, but the annual conference often runs beyond its appointed end date. Rohingya refugees are facing a wave of hostility and rejection in Indonesia. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder says Rohingya arrivals have gone up in the past year and so have protests by locals.
People in Aceh were for years sympathetic to the persecuted minority from Myanmar, who turned up on dilapidated boats. But there's been a spike in arrivals and a backlash. Protesters last week tore down tents and threatened to push boats back into the sea, according to images shown on local television. Babar Baluch, an Asia spokesperson for the UN Refugee Agency, said UNHCR was alarmed by the reports.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Many U.S. lawmakers and parents blame social media platforms for contributing to mental health problems in young people. From New York, VOA's Tina Trin reports.
33 U.S. states are suing Meta, the owner of Facebook and Instagram, for the social media platform's alleged harm to children's mental and physical health. Rob Bonta is the Attorney General of California.
It has concealed the ways in which Instagram and Facebook exploit and manipulate its most vulnerable consumers, teenagers and children.
For its part, Meta says it offers some 30 tools and resources to help teens safeguard their privacy and well-being, including protections against unwanted contact. Critics say the social media chain could be doing more, but chooses not to. Tina Trin, VOA News, New York.
Poland's parliament voted in favor of Donald Tusk becoming prime minister on Monday, putting an end to 8 years of nationalist rule and setting the stage for a thawing of relations with the European Union. Poland has seen tens of billions of euros of European Union funds frozen due to a dispute with Brussels over democratic standards. But Tusk, a former European Council president, has vowed to mend relations and unblock the cash. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.